Welcome to lesson 26 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney.
And I'm Tony O'Rourke. And I'm teaching Jerry here how to play Irish tunes on the guitar.
Or at least you're trying your best to do it anyway, Tony. Today we have a tune that we actually covered in lesson 9, The Green Fields of America.
Well, that's right. But today we're going to play the same tune in open D tuning. Now, to remind people, open D tuning, going from the lowest pitch string, is D, A, D, F sharp, A, D. And that's not to be confused with the dadgad tuning. It's a slightly different tuning. Now, as this tune is normally played in the key of G, I have the capo positioned on the 5th fret. Now this is a little bit confusing, so listen carefully. Remember that in the key of D, the first chord is a G chord, but this is not the tonic chord. Now, I suppose this is an example of transposition, that is, putting a piece of music or a song into a different key. In Irish music, most tunes are in fixed keys. For example, The Wise Maid is almost always played in the key of D, or The Mist Covered Mountain would almost always be in A minor, and The Yellow Tinker would be in a G mixolydian mode. Occasionally, though, a musician might arrange a tune in a key different to the key in which that tune is normally played. He might do this for reasons of tone or tuning, for no other reason other than it just sounds nice in a particular key. Now, many years ago, I was lucky enough to play accompaniment for John Carty when he toured here in Australia in 1983. And he had, he had a beautiful version of The Boys of Ballista there. He had many beautiful versions of many tunes. But he had this particular version of The Boys of Ballista there, a very common tune, always played in G, but he used to play it in F major. Now, getting back to the tune we're looking at today, The Green Fields of America, the way this arrangement came about is quite simply that one day I was fooling around in open D and I just did a few of the beginning notes to The Green Fields of America, and I thought, oh, this has got possibilities, and I just started mucking around with the tune in the open D tuning, and an hour or so later I had a new arrangement of the tune. Now, there's a man in America, Mick Maloney, a very important figure in the history of playing the banjo, and he recorded a lovely version of this tune on an album with Norman and Nancy Blake, who were, I suppose you'd call them old-time country musicians. Also appearing on that record was Peter Ostrushko and Eugene O'Donnell. And it's on Norman Blake's album, Nashville Blues, which is on Rounder Records.
And Tony, I'm a big fan of the open D tuning, maybe because I find it, you know, easy enough to learn tunes. In the book, that we have a list of chords in open D. And the book, that of course, is $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com.
Okay, and I suppose when you're learning a new tuning or playing in a tuning that you're unfamiliar with, you have to learn a whole stack of new chord shapes. But look, it's really not much different to learning a new chord in the standard tuning. It's just that you need to get used to the new shape of an old chord. So we'll listen to the tune slowly. Thank you.
That's lovely. And now, Tony, we'll have it at a regular tempo.
Okay, good luck with it, and we'll see you all next week.
It's wonderful. Thank you.